Three different cell phone companies, Verizon, AT&T, and U.S. Cellular, are all interested in putting towers on Madison School District land. One proposal could bring in $1,500 a month. An assistant principal at Memorial High School says he'd like to see that money used to repair the lighting at the school's athletic field. Bruce Dahman says that's the kind of project schools can't afford in tight budget times.
Without that extra revenue and without a windfall from some private contributor, those are things that won't happen.
Other school districts in the state already have made the cell phone connection work for them. In Waukesha County, the district is earning $15,000 a year for a tower lease. That deal allowed the high school to install lights for a soccer field on the same cell phone tower that is generating revenue for the district. In Madison, the money the district might earn from the cell phone tower lease is minuscule compared to the district's $308 million budget, and it won't prevent the layoff of five Phi-Ed teachers. But Dahman says it makes sense for schools to forge links with local businesses.
You know, it's a way of partnership, partnering out there with a lot of corporations, and I think that's something the schools have to take a look at if we're going to maintain the safe, up-to-date facilities that we have.
With cell phone use multiplying by the day, the need for more cell phone towers is increasing. One school district business manager predicts the number of schools cashing in on tower leases will increase. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.